Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
On the radio, the Cokes are in the icebox, popcorn's on the table, me and my baby, we're out here on the floor. So, Mr. DJ, keep those.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan. So because I watch The Sopranos late at night, I get to bed a lot later than I normally do. I'm just so addicted. To watch.
There's a lot of food on that show. When they're at Vesuvio's, there's a lot of good Italian food.
So my phone rings, the text part of it, at 5:28 this morning.
Good Lord.
And it's my good friend Pedro from one of my favorite restaurants, Lester's. He's the outstanding owner, the nicest guy I think on the planet Earth.
What kind of relationships do you have that he'll text you at 5:28 a.m.?
I don't want my 5:30 a.m. text from chefs.
He knows how I feel about food. And he says, "Frank, we have an impossible burger on our new menu. Please try it the next time you're in."
Is that the vegetarian burger? Is that what
no,
that's
it's
called?
Supposed to be just some off the charts burger.
Does he want to bring it by right now? Because I'm kind of hungry.
Let's wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be better and I'll be really hungry. And I don't know if Frank will be here. Tomorrow sounds like the perfect day for a Lester's drive by.
By the way, so just a little programming note. Frank, because he has to go to opening day, ballpark, all that, will be out tomorrow. So it'll be me, Strick, and Tuna for the slop. And I texted them. You know, hey, 10 o'clock in studio, just a heads up, because of ballpark and TV responsibilities, Frank won't be here, but the three of us will be together. This is what Tuna texts in return. He goes, "Okay, I've got to cancel the food then." And I say, "No, you don't. You absolutely do not. Bring the food." He says,
That seems like it wasn't coming anyway.
Right.
Oh, I had it all lined up.
No. He goes, "Well, he really wants to bring it when Frank's in." And my point is, there's more than one restaurant in St. Louis. So if that one particular guy wants to bring in food for, I think it's Cafe Napoli, wants to see Frank when he brings in food, that's fine.
Maybe I skipped the Cardinals now.
Maybe you find a different restaurant to bring in food.
That's true.
I think this is a little bit of the dog ate my homework. He's canceled so many times. Yeah. He's been promised.
How many times he said Crown Candy? Like 10?
Oh, God.
I think his first offer was the Ground Round. And and then
only
he said,
"Our older audience would get that. That's good.
Hey, you guys want some Coco's or JoJo's?" And we're like, they've been closed for
Garavelli's.
Yes, Garavelli's. He'll be bringing in next week. That's the first offer we had. Did you see Adam Jones had a fan toss
Pac-Man?
Last night? No, the baseball Adam Jones,
okay,
who seems to be a real good guy.
Yes.
Not the Pac-Man Adam Jones.
Who does not seem to be quite the guy.
But Adam Jones, a longtime Oriole who's now playing for Arizona. He was in San Diego last night. And he pointed out, so he went and caught a fly ball, and I guess while he went to catch the fly ball, this fan is just berating him. So he stops the game and has him pointed out, and then they have him removed from the game. Now, you don't want players who are overly sensitive. But Jones said after the game, "These fans in sports, man, they're starting to get a little more brazen." He is a San Diego native, by the way. He said, "I've said this many times. Obviously, I've had altercations with fans. My biggest thing is keep the banter polite. We suck. I struck out. Team's no good. Keep it light. Keep it smart. There's kids in the stadium. But the second you just start cussing me out like I'm some little kid, that's a no-no."
I think most players will banter back and forth having fun with you.
Yeah, as long
Adam
as it's not
Jones,
racial.
No, and he was involved in this wild card game in Toronto. A beer was thrown at an Orioles outfielder, and he claimed he heard racial slurs thrown towards him, rather. So
he said, "I've had altercations before."
Yeah.
Although that one, I would say, is totally unprovoked. You get
right.
hit by a beer.
Right.
But I think it's okay for, as long as you're not being super thin-skinned as a player, they're going to give you a little bit of a hard time. There is a little bit of a, I don't know if it's baseball tradition, where they razz you a little bit, right? You're an outfielder, especially. The bleacher bums get on you a little bit. But if some guy is just using every word in the book, I don't know exactly what was said, but there probably is a line there. We're like, all right, that's enough. I don't have a problem with that.
You can have some fun with it. You've seen Joey Votto have fun with fans before, behind home plate or behind the dugout, just kind of razzing
them. By the way,
before.
He's kind of a strange fella.
Joey Votto?
Yes. He's a little different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Almost peculiar.
I think that's fair. Look-alike, Brad Strobinger, Joey Votto.
I think Brad would be happy
peculiar.
To hear that.
Yeah, so it's a compliment to Brad.
Yes, huge compliment.
And Joey Votto shows up to work every day, so there's no comparison that way.
No, and you'll get a text at like 8 or 9 o'clock tonight.
Correct.
Oh, I don't think I look like Votto.
How about our good friend who was in that chair a few months ago, Trevor Rosenthal, with the Infinity ERA? Don't you feel terrible about that? Because there couldn't be a nicer guy.
Yeah, I'm definitely rooting for him. In fact, we had, and this would not be a Cardinal that was traded away, but it is always it's fun to look at how the former Cardinals are doing. Tommy Pham is probably the guy we think of most often or on this show, right?
Yes.
So he started real hot. He has cooled off a bit. But is that a deal you're going to regret? Maybe if Ozuna, if Ozuna's gone and Fowler slumps.
Well, just imagine if Piscotty and Pham were your two outfielders with Bader.
Like tonight, if I said Piscotty and right, Pham and left, would you take that over what you have?
Oh, definitely.
Like 1,000%?
Yeah.
Would anybody argue that point? Well, I didn't care for Pham's comments. He was a little too cocky.
I like those comments. That's why I love them.
Yeah. At the end of the year, look at his slugging. Look at his on-base percentage.
Now, Marco Gonzalez, he was not the O'Neill trade, right? That was the other Seattle deal. I get these all mixed.
No, he was the O'Neill. They didn't get anything for Leak, I don't think. I think it was.
Was that the Juan Yepes or
maybe.
One of those guys?
Yeah, they got nothing. I think the guy they got for Leak, they said, was a defensive specialist, which isn't a great sign for someone you're acquiring in a minor league deal.
Gonzalez made three starts. He's got a 3.20 ERA, so he's pitching well. They're 3-0 in his starts, but you got O'Neill in return. I think you're still okay with that deal, correct?
Yes.
Let's see.
Floyd has slowed down. Has cooled off a little bit, too, in New York.
And then there is Piscotty, we mentioned. Piscotty, the trade. Now, was that Gyro?
And Max Schrock.
So you got Gyro in the deal. Who's a decent...
And they actually like Schrock a little bit, too.
They do, yeah.
And again, that one's always going to be graded a little bit on a curve because his mom was dying. And I think that did play, and they admitted it, that was a factor there. But I also think they thought they didn't need him.
Right.
And that's a guy I think you could pencil in most years. You're going to get 20 homers, 80 RBIs. Probably going to hit 280. He's going to be solid. I know average doesn't matter, Tommy. I understand that, but...
So with the Final Four happening this weekend, there's a great piece, I think it's on Yahoo, about a guy that when you think about Final Fours, you think about his name, and that's Tyler Hansbrough, who had one of the greatest college careers of all time, almost like Christian Laettner in a sense, in that an immortal college player, but didn't transcend to the next level. Although Laettner got 14 years, and I think he played in one All-Star game. But Tyler Hansbrough, who, by the way, was 4-0 at Duke. How many people can say that? 4-0 at Duke. He's now in China. China.
How old would he be?
33.
Mid-30s. That's a name I've not heard in a while.
We're talking about a first-team All-American as a sophomore, junior, and senior. But it's interesting because he played that long that you saw more flaws in his game. Like if he would have just gone after his freshman year, who knows? But he had this decorated career at North Carolina. You can't second guess it.
Career earnings in the NBA. Guess Tyler Hansbrough. He played, just to give you
top five
some
pick, top 10 pick.
He Indiana. Played, it says, parts of 4 seasons in Indiana, 2 in Toronto. So he played about 6 years in the NBA. He was a 13th overall pick in the 2009 NBA draft. So 6 seasons in the league.
So $15 million?
Well, I got some good money up front there. I'd say 25.
Frank is close, 16.7 mil in his NBA career.
Yeah.
I think, and I've misremembered before, and sometimes it's Joel Goldberg, and I got confused and thought it was me, but I'm pretty sure Scott Highmark and I called the Poplar Bluff Championship high school game. He had a brother, too, right? Didn't it, Ben?
Ben Hansbrough. Notre Dame, I believe, right?
Yeah. I believe they...
Among other schools.
When they won state, they were just dominant. And it was 2003.
That was the game where he just beat the tar out of the Vashon players. I mean, he was a Hulk, and he was just dunking and smashing them to the ground. It was like, it was incredible.
I'm pretty sure that was Scott Highmark and I always say my former broadcast partner. I think we had one day together on the air.
I had 5 years with him. I loved it. And he has a great quote here. He says, I do think if the league isn't as three-point driven and small ball driven, I'd probably be still playing now. The bottom line is he just was modestly athletic, you know? And he wasn't, he's this I wouldn't say undersized, but he was a 6'9 power forward who did not get off the ground. So, but boy, what a college player.
And some guys are just great college players.
Yeah.
I mean, our Marquette guy, I think Marcus Howard, he's not going to be a great NBA player, but he's a great college player.
Boy, you'd like to think in a three-point shooting league that that guy can make a living for a long
time.
Luke
Heron Godey was always that guy for me for Notre Dame. Oh, really good college player, but you just knew watching him he wasn't going to make it.
Well, look at Pearl Washington. He was like one of the greatest college players ever to didn't become a
was he
great
5'11", maybe, right around 6.
Maybe a little thicker, too, and didn't knock down threes.
But for that size, would attack the rim.
He was so great.
The Cardinals have got Juan Yepes in the Matt Adams deal.
Okay.
In the Mike Leake trade, they got Raider Escanio.
What if you ask a Cardinals executive right now, who'd you get for Leake? They'd be like, oh, crap, who was the guy? we got rid of him. What's the Mike Leake answer? Oh, by the way, how's he doing? The Mike Leake answer would
be,
we got rid of him. What did you get for him? I don't remember. We got rid of him.
He's made one start, 6 innings, 2 earned, struck out 7 in that start.
And he was pretty good last year.
He was 10-10 with a 4.36 ERA.
Still, does that really merit $80 million?
No.
No.
Gosh.
And he was kind of a peculiar guy, too.
He was.
Super low-key, I would say.
Married into the Highmark family, too.
Is that right?
Yeah. Married a cousin of Scott's.
Okay. Pleasant enough guy, but just a little on the quiet side. Should have been a left-hander.
You're right. All right, a couple of business items. Brian, I'm going to tell you about the Bomarito Automotive family, and you finish this off here.
Okay.
The Bomarito Automotive Group, nobody has more, nobody sells more. Bomarito has 20 locations. They're in your neighborhood, 16 service centers. We know your car better than anyone. Bomarito is your number one choice for your automotive needs. Bomarito offers an exclusive 10-year, 200,000-mile nationwide warranty. The best back cars in America are from Bomarito. Family owned and operated for 47 years. The Bomarito family, well, their owners are Frank, who started it, and now John, who runs it. Nobody does a better job than the Bomarito Automotive family.
Do not miss opening day weekend at Busch Stadium. It starts tomorrow against the San Diego Padres. On Sunday, April 7th, the fans, 16 and older, 30,000 of them, 16 and older, rather, will receive a Cardinals windbreaker to add to their wardrobe thanks to Old Dominion Freight Line. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions, and there's one, count them, one Kingside Diner and Herbie's gift card left on 590thefan.com. $25 gets you $50 to spend at both Kingside Diner and Herbie's. There's one. Go to findunderthefan.com today. There's a listener rewards banner on the right side. You click on that. You purchase it. That's great food at both restaurants. You cannot go wrong at either.
A lot of excitement building for the next hour, Frank. It's kind of like Peaches and Herb. Reunited. Chuck Marlow and I in the same studio for the first time.
Well, I'm glad you're in the studio, not in the...
The first time.
You stay out of the bathroom.
He's here. I don't know where he is, but... We're both much lighter and leaner and raring to go.
Chuck Tuna with a provocative text, and you really can't argue with him. American-born white players can't play in the league anymore. Just a handful. A shot at Gordon Hayward and J.J. Redick. And Kevin Love, who hasn't...
Give us a little while. We'll think of some more.
Kirk Heinrich.
Yeah.
David Lee.
J.J. Redick, was he mentioned?
Yeah.
Yeah. If we're already repeating it, it's not a long list.
Well, you got Redick, and then don't forget about Redick. And did we mention Kevin Love? Yeah.
Well, Chris Anderson played kind of well for a couple
of years. The
Birdman. Jason Williams. Going to retired players.
Steve Nash. Oh, Canadian.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Shoot.
German.
Shoot.
Dang it.
All right, we'll update that list tomorrow during the slop. Coming up next, Midday Grind on 590 The Fan.